Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, Greg Hahn charging the phone and KFC toothpaste. It's all coming up in just a minute.
November is heating up for U.S. soccer.
United States need to be a little more nasty.
Big international friendlies for the men.
Right!
Callum, that was nasty.
And a Black Friday friendly for the women.
Expectations have always been here for this team. We understand that.
Listen anywhere on the go with the Westwood One Sports app. And for behind-the-scenes stories, catch the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Boy, do we have an episode for you.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Station. Here at Bob and Tom Television, we found 20 very gullible, money-grubbing women and told them that they have a chance to meet and marry a guy who recently inherited $50 million. Forget Joe Millionaire, it's Chick Millionaire. Yes, you won't want to miss a second as Chick gets to know the women and slowly begins the weeding out process to determine which woman shares his interests.
Okay, I'm going to put on this diaper. I want you to smack my behind and tell me no, 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 and then suckle me until I drift off to sleep.
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess you don't have to do it if you don't want to. $50 million.
Okay, sounds fun.
Each week, Chick will eliminate one of the finalists until only one woman remains. Who will it be?
Today, I'm going to lay flat on the couch, and each of you will have the opportunity to massage my feet while I watch the Redskins game. Then I'd like you to clean my house while wearing nothing but a new pair of Nikes.
That's a little weird.
Really? Well, I'm so sorry you feel that way. Hey, come here a second. Let me get a closer look at your body.
Well, what are you looking for?
I'm looking for one of those little pop-up timers because you are done.
Don't miss all of the excitement, all of the tears. Don't miss Chick Millionaire. Only on Bob and Tom Television.
To hell with the women. It's that old British butler that's making me hot.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Tom, we have a special guest.
We certainly do. He is comedian Greg Hahn. Greg, how are you, sir?
I'm just great. I'm all excited. Holy smokes, I feel great. Hi to all the working people out there, right?
All right.
Oh, yeah. I used to work. I invented the one-man layoff. That's right. My power tie used to squirt. Come on, everybody. Hi to the working people. Greg Godwin?
Yeah, absolutely.
We should have been truckers, right?
Yeah,
just chucking down the highway.
Just down the road, talking to each other in the CB.
Pull in the truck stop, shower 8, get a fresh hot shower, shower 8, little rescue pit bull, trying to get those urinal cakes there by 9. Come on. Right, trucker?
What are you carrying today?
Urinal cakes, evidently.
Really?
What I heard.
You got to get in there by 9.
By 9.
Okay.
I feel good, man. I got a lot of sleep.
9:01, you're too late.
That's right.
That's right.
I got some sleep, man. I took my periwinkle route. Knocks you right out. You got to wear a diaper.
Is that right?
I'm excited. Just had my DWI reduced to a DWC, driving while constipated. Come on, everybody. Do a joke. I'm fired up.
Thank you very much. We have Christy Lee at the news desk. We've got a lot to get to here. What's going on?
A new survey has pinpointed when folks start to panic about their smartphone battery dying. Anybody want to take a guess on the percentage?
35%.
Yeah, right around there.
33%.
When does the 30%. Light go on?
I haven't gone
20?
Yet.
20?
Doesn't the thing at 20%?
It turns to red.
Yeah.
I don't know if anything lights up.
Yeah, 19%.
Chick, you're very close. 38%.
Aha!
Is the dip before panic sets in and people seek out a way to get it charged. 35% of respondents feel content waiting until the juice runs to below 20% before thinking about finding a way to charge their phone. Less than 15% said they do not worry about their phone's battery until it dips below 10. Charging anxiety stronger among younger generations, with worries setting in for Gen Zers and millennials at 45% battery life. And I don't even look at my phone. I don't even have any idea.
You ever run it out?
No. Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Sure. I've run it out.
I believe that.
You get, this is why I don't want to get an electric car.
Yeah.
I'm going to be that. I'm that guy. You couldn't make it to Chicago. I forgot to.
Oh, I forgot to charge. Yeah.
I at this point, though, there are places to charge it virtually everywhere. I mean, even at the airport now, you can go direct.
As long as you have a cable,
you know,
or something.
That's one of my favorite stories about you. Didn't you get into a fight with a fellow traveler at some airport about...
I did.
Hogging an outlet. Go ahead. Tell us the story, Tom.
I had a... what do you call it? I had a plug. It was like a little bigger than a golf ball, but it had...
You had a phone charger.
It had two inputs on it.
Right.
Two USB inputs. And there was this lady sitting there, and she had a thing plugged in with it. I said, "Kay, can I got a splitter here. Can I put this in here?" "No."
I don't blame her. Snooze, you lose.
And then I said, "What airline do you want?" "Oh, yeah, they're famous for crashing, ma'am." Goodbye.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Did you actually say that? Or you?
No, I should have.
She just said no, and you were polite and backed off?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And there was there was nowhere else.
And how did she say no again?
Now.
Okay, man. Terrible.
Gotta use that phone, I'm sure, to charge it up so you can call Bitchfest 2025.
Oh, hey, if you've never been to Bitchfest.
You're the keynote speaker.
The last airport I was in, the seats that you sit in to wait had chargers.
Yeah, this was great. This was one of those places, I forget where they had like a bar kind of thing with four seats. Right.
They were late to the party.
Yeah, but now they're everywhere. Remember when you used to have to buy Wi-Fi at the airport?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sure. And that's scam. You had to buy it for a year. And then
what is it, BOGO or Go-Go?
Go-Go in flight.
Whoever owned that, I hope they were publicly hanged. Wi-Fi should be
Seems
free.
A little...
No, Wi-Fi should
extreme.
Be free in this
car. All right. Hey, why are they hanging those guys? Something about Wi-Fi at the airport.
You're still making people, look, I need it for the next 40 minutes. Oh, you have to buy it for a year. Oh, thanks very much. You're paying taxes for those airports. They can afford to put Wi-Fi in, okay?
Oh, Lord.
Are you looking for a new flavor of toothpaste?
I'm looking for anything, Christy. Anything you got, I'm looking, okay? You let me know.
Well, Kentucky Fried Chicken is launching a fried chicken flavored toothpaste.
You know, and you having said that, Kentucky Fried Chicken is on my radar for lunch.
Oh, that sounds good.
First of all, but I don't like it in my toothpaste.
I love Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Do you like
chicken.
Extra crispy or regular?
Regular. Yeah. Gotta go regular. Don't care for extra crispy.
I don't either. Regular.
I want to get a hold of some of this and try it.
Hmm.
The toothpaste sounds great.
It's got to be horrible.
No, it doesn't sound
chicken
great.
Chicken flavored toothpaste.
No, it sounds.
Would you rather have?
Are you insane?
Can you imagine your breath after you brush your teeth with this?
Hey, a chicken for lunch, huh?
Is it minty chicken? Kind of minty chicken?
Are we going to have gravy mouthwash? Come on.
Where are they coming up?
Hold it. I didn't know that was on the table. I like their gravy.
I don't want Colgate-flavored chicken, I'll tell you that.
I don't know what it is, the gravy and the mashed potato, but it's amazing.
It's good, yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
How do they do that? And the coleslaw. Don't get me started about
That's
the coleslaw.
Good coleslaw. It's good.
Now my ode to a coleslaw. Oh, slaw. Oh, I love you. Oh.
The fast food chain has teamed up with oral care brand His Smile to turn its signature 11 herbs and spices into a fluoride-free toothpaste. KFC said in a press release, quote, like biting into a hot, juicy piece of KFC original recipe chicken?
No, it's
this
not.
This toothpaste is irresistible.
Nope.
Coating your teeth in flavor while leaving your mouth feeling fresh and clean.
Fresh and clean.
Wow.
How?
Molar licking good.
Wow.
I really want to try this.
It's lick anybody's molars, Tom? You get in there and big French kiss.
Somebody's teeth.
You're back there in the back
in
molar.
You're so in love. You're just sucking on their
canines.
Yes,
you're so in love. You suck on their tongue. Yeah. You've done this.
No. Greg, I'm sorry. These pervs are...
It's great.
The toothpaste is available for $13 on His Smile's website for a limited time. A matching electric toothbrush is being sold for $59.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
There it is. There's a picture of it. It's got, it's got the kernel right
Hang
on it.
I take it all back. I'm not using the toothpaste, but by God, I'm using that toothbrush.
I am,
that
too.
That thing rocks.
That looks very cool.
Look at that. The kernel's on there and everything.
Imagine a new girl coming in your bathroom. What the hell is that?
They're just ripping off my toothpaste I came out with. Game-ish corn hen. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. I think it... Will you try it if we get it?
Yeah, sure, I'll try it.
I'll try it.
You're not supposed to... You're not supposed to swallow toothpaste, though, right?
No.
No, but it's just the flavor in your mouth.
Wait a minute. I don't understand how it can taste like chicken and leave a fresh, clean taste in your mouth. I don't know.
But you and I agree
Jess,
on something.
Jess, you're going to have to order that.
I despise mint.
Yeah, you do?
What kind of toothpaste do you use?
I don't like it. I can't stand mint gum. Ugh.
Love it.
The great taste of pine in whatever you're eating. No thanks.
Mint ice cream? Ugh.
Yeah. Oh, chocolate chip. Mint chocolate chip? No.
Delicious. Greg, you're right. No. It's fabulous. It is incredible. That was my favorite ice cream for years.
Last time Greg's going to be on the show. I had no idea you like mint chocolate chip. Give me the forms.
Oh, I know. How can we take chalk and ruin it? Put mint in it.
Yeah. You know what this needs? Mint.
Yeah, boo, suck. Okay, sorry.
What do you guys do at Olive Garden? You don't even eat the mints? Come on.
No, those Andes mint, no.
You guys are wrong.
If they put caramel in there where the green thing is, then you'd have something. Why don't they do that? Andes, I bet they do.
Now,
Hang on, don't bother me. I'm ordering Andes caramel mints. Don't bother me.
I have bad news. Jess says they're already sold out of the toothpaste.
What?
Yeah.
We just found out about it.
Well, you know what?
So now I got to go to the black market. Andy's Toffee Crunch Candies.
Ooh.
Andy's Caramel.
Go on. Tell Hooker to go on eBay and see if we can get it. But it's got to be sealed. I don't want to get some guys, you know, taking a syringe and jizzed it up.
What?
What he said was he doesn't want any Kentucky Fried Chicken toothpaste jizzed up. Does everybody understand this?
That's a taste.
Oh, when you say it, it makes sense.
Thank you. That's what I thought. Go ahead, Tom.
It's a jazz term.
All right.
Comedian Greg Hahn has joined us in the studio.
Yeah, what
Greg,
a show.
Greg, a handsome man, a single man.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, I got my girlfriend, Francine Fartweller.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's got a lot of talent. She can guess your height within a foot. How about that, chick?
That's pretty good.
It's uncanny.
That damn fine work.
Yeah. Can I get a little drink over here? A little smart cocktail? You know what I mean? Can I get a little fireball on the rocks with ice? Thank you. Gotta let the ladies know you know how to order a drink.
Yeah,
you know what you're talking about when it comes to alcohol.
That's right.
Gotta get a little Tito's and vodka? Thank you.
Yep.
Tito's and vodka.
I'm just excited.
How about a latte with some milk? How about that?
That's good.
Okay.
That's in the theme.
How about a Chateaubriand for two with a steak?
Is that in there?
I just ordered my mail order bridesmaid. They're more fun. Thank you.
Come on. Greg Hahn is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Not to be missed, live and in person. It's great
mail
to see
order
you, Greg.
Bridesmaid. Thank you.
How's the condo?
Oh, the condo's nice.
You have a fashionable condo in the greater Miami area?
I tried to get my property tax lowered by telling them my place is haunted.
Oh.
Didn't work. Anyway.
Yeah. Are you the penthouse, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun.
What floor are you on?
The top. You got to hit PH.
I know you don't know how many floors you're on,
do
you?
Oh, it's only 10.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty good.
You can look at the water?
Oh, yeah, I look at the water. Yeah, it's great. It's beautiful.
He told me there aren't any mosquitoes at that height. That's what he keeps telling me. I don't believe him, but that's what he said.
Are there birds at that height?
Go ahead.
Just gigantic water birds or something. You know, but, you know, it's fun up there.
What do you mean like a water bird?
Like
a gull?
Pelican?
Yeah, maybe there's all those things. They fly by.
What do you got there, a gull?
They go right past my bird feeder.
Are you ever home? Doesn't sound like you're home ever.
Huh?
Are you home ever?
Yeah, I'm home. All right. Not too much.
Tell them how there are no mosquitoes at 100 feet.
There's no mosquitoes up there, chick.
See?
But there are yachts. There's yachts that go by.
Oh, yeah.
You know how it is. I wave at them.
Yeah.
They don't wave back. I give them the finger.
That's right.
All day long.
That's what they get.
So wait a second.
Stuck up.
You're in the 10th floor and it's 100 feet high? Those are low ceilings.
Give or take.
Isn't it 10 feet a floor? No.
Yes. Yeah. Standard is 10 feet a floor.
Is there a 13th floor in your building?
No.
He's
elevator?
On the penthouse and the 10th floor, Tom. If he were on the penthouse and there were 13 floors, that would make no sense if he was on the 10th.
That last hotel we were in, there was a 13th floor. Notice that?
Yeah.
A lot of hotels have a 13th floor.
Okay. Just scary. That's always the one that's haunted. I'm sorry. Let's go back to the SILAC Insurance News Desk with Christy Lee.
Here we go.
Hey, Publishers Clearinghouse, the marketing and sweepstakes company known for doling out large prize patrol checks, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection.
Whoops.
Yeah, Publishers Clearinghouse said it was using the bankruptcy process to, quote, finalize a shift away from its legacy business of direct mail, retail merchandise, and magazine subscriptions to transition to a pure digital advertising model.
No, they're using bankruptcy so they don't have to pay their bills. Let's be honest here.
The company said it plans to operate in a business-as-usual manner throughout the bankruptcy process, noting that the Prize Patrol team will continue to deliver awards across the United States.
They have the big commercials with big oversized checks.
And the big, all the balloons and the confetti. And
that was the big white panel van. You don't know if it's Publishers Clearinghouse or somebody after your kid.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Well, so much for them coming on board as the Bob and Tom Show sponsor.
If it's not
I don't know if you heard, they're broke.
Okay. If it's not Ed McMahon, they're taking your kid.
Yeah.
Would you do that if they came and asked you to replace Ed McMahon? Would you go across the country and award people money? Because I would.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
I don't see how they're going to keep doing it.
That's got to be a sweet gig, right?
I'd be unhappy if they owed me money. Now they're still going out there giving people cash.
Yeah. Especially now that they're broke.
Doesn't seem
desperate
to be fair.
Yeah.
Are you going to get a check or a rain check? Yeah, this might be good later on.
I invested myself. I invest. You know? I put all my money in artificial incontinence.
I see.
It's a growth industry.
Wrong AI.
Is that right? Okay.
They're going out because no one's getting magazines anymore, I assume.
Well, I would assume you're correct, yes.
Not physical magazines, right.
Yep.
But how many magazines do you have on your phone? I'm going to say 15.
Oh, more than that.
Yeah. The boy loves magazines. I don't know what his problem is.
Magazines, newspapers, books, it's all on that phone. It's amazing.
But you pay for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The so-called paywall.
Mm-hmm.
How many do you have on your phone?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Two. Probably about the same. Well, 15, 20, maybe.
Yeah.
Really?
Do you have any, Christy?
Yeah. I have two.
Playgirl?
No.
Playgirl and Horn Dogette?
The Wall Street Journal, you tools. And
Cougar Monthly?
Yes, that's it. Cougar Monthly.
Yeah. Buff Boys Without Shirts? That's
finally,
a good
finally legal.
Man.
Ace Player Weekly.
By the way, if you've never seen the movie Sideways, watch for the scene where he goes to order the magazine. It's as funny as it comes.
Police in Florida
arrested
a man accused of stealing a Rolls Royce that was running and unlocked from a Miami neighborhood. According to authorities, the $400,000 black badge Rolls Royce was stolen from the luxury Parisio Bayview's condominiums in Edgewater. The owner.
That name sounds like an extra on Miami Vice. What was it?
Parisio Bayview's condominiums.
Yeah, he's dealing.
Yeah. The owner, Jonathan Sanchez, said he asked the valet to watch his car while he went to retrieve his wallet, leaving the car running and unlocked, but taking the key with him. Mr. Sanchez told WTVJ...
TV is our middle name.
Minutes later, the valet called to tell him someone had stolen his car.
Nice work, valet. I have a really stupid question.
That's the only kind.
Why would you leave your car running this time of year in Florida?
Tom, how many times have you left your car running
when it's
in your lifetime to an event?
Constantly.
Well, then why are you asking?
Don't criticize these people, no matter what the temperature is.
Would you turn it off and walk, go get you?
You don't turn it off at any time, regardless of the weather.
It can still be in the 80s in Florida. It can still be hot this time of year.
What's it like there right
now? That's nice.
But see, nobody feels sorry for someone who got a Rolls Royce stolen.
Mr. Sanchez.
Get a new one.
Yeah. Mr. Sanchez and a friend tracked the car to Little Haiti. Police responded to the scene, apprehended a 36-year-old suspect, a Mr. James Brown.
All right, the council of Little Haiti's coming to order. What's our let me guess, the first item of business is change the name of this place. Is that right? Okay. All right. Let's see if we can work on that
All
this
right,
week.
Generalissimo. What would you like to go with?
Let's go. How about Springfield? How about Little Haiti?
All sympathy evaporate the minute you hear Rolls Royce and valet park.
Mr. Brown was charged with grand theft of a vehicle, resisting an officer without violence, and petty theft. According to authorities, the suspect had, quote, walked up to the vehicle and said, "This is my car," hopped in and drove off. Mr. Sanchez.
One alert valet.
Yeah.
By the way, Mr. Sanchez crashed the vehicle several times, causing significant damage.
Yeah, one can only imagine the fender of a Rolls Royce. That'll be $30,000. Well, congratulations, sir. Our guest in the studio is that guy over there. He is the great comedian Greg Hahn, one of my favorites.
Thanks so much.
Greg is on the road doing all kinds of great, bringing joy to the people. That's what you do, my friend.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and your teeth look good, too.
Thanks very much. You know, everybody, I'm hampered by low IQ. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
I'm hampered by low IQ. The class they put me in, we played Pin the Tail on Melvin. Come on. Going through the new material. Work with me. Meet me halfway. Yeah. Some of the stuff. Christy, what's in the news?
I don't know if I cared for that one. Christy?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.